Everybody dies. But most people don't like talking or thinking about death. Two people committed to encouraging a healthier relationship with our own mortality are J.D. Healy and Kathy Schultz, who have been collecting death-related memorabilia since the early 1990s. They now have a Museum of Death in Hollywood, California, and another in New Orleans, Louisiana. Healy and Schultz have been writing to and receiving letters from serial killers in prison for about 25 years. Originally, they had an exhibition once a year where they displayed the artwork that they received from the inmates. Then, in 1995, they established their first museum in San Diego, in the former location of the city's first mortuary. 4 years on, Healy and Schultz received a lot of negative publicity when they tried to obtain artifacts from the Heaven's Gate mass suicide. This was a notorious incident in 1997 when 39 members of a Californian cult killed themselves, believing in an extraterrestrial spacecraft following the Halley-Bob comet would rescue them. Healy and Schultz intended to recreate the scene in their museum. Unfortunately, their landlord evicted them. The couple moved to Hollywood and opened their museum there instead. Both the museums in Hollywood and that in New Orleans, which opened in 2014, show a wide variety of fascinating artifacts related to death. They include artwork and letters from serial killers, including Charles Manson, Eileen Wuornos, and John Wayne Gacy, baby coffins, and post-mortem photos from Victorian times, taxidermy of animals, and graphic photos and films from autopsy and crime scenes.